Welcome to City News 570 Rangers Talk, brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
Well, we had ourselves an afternoon here at the good old hockey game, didn't we? The Kitchener Rangers scored early and often and appeared to be in control, but the Sarnia Sting had other ideas en route to what turned out to be a Rangers win and looks more lopsided on the final scoreboard than it actually was. Here's how it happened. Carson Rakoff with his 28th of the season and second in as many games from Luke Ellenis and Matt Sopp at 4:34 of the first on a Ranger power play, 1-0 Kitchener. Then Tanner Lamb with his 6th of the season from Sopp and Hunter Brustevich at 6:44, 2-0 Kitchener. Justin Botno, his first of the season from Cam Mercer and Hunter Brustevich at 9:13. Like I said, Rangers scoring early and often. They led 3-0 after one. Early in the second, Tristan Malbouf made a great glove save. For some reason, even though the puck was nowhere near the goal line, the red light went on, and the teddy bears came raining down here on Teddy Bear Sunday in Sarnia. But the puck was not in the net. Malbouf even stood up, held his arm in the air with his glove hand and the puck in that glove. But anyway, we had to wait for the teddy bears to get cleaned up. Eventually, Sarnia would score, but they did not score there. And before they could score, Antonino Pugliese extended the Rangers' lead to 4. His 11th from Justin Botno and Matt Andonovsky at 6:51 of the second, and it was 4-0 Kitchener. Sarnia would get on the board before the end of the second on Sandis Filmanis's 9th of the season, Zach Felak and Jacob LeBlanc the assists. Rangers led 4-1 after 40. In the third, Sarnia got a couple in less than a minute to make it a one-goal game, but the Rangers got two of their own in under a minute late to win it. 6-3. Your post-game show for You Save Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. We continue on City News 570.
You're listening to City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by You Save Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
Back here in Sarnia, the Rangers win it 6-3. Here's Paul Fixter and UC Ahokas.
Thanks, Mike. I'm downstairs with head coach UC Ahokas. And coach, your team battled and played hard, and it got to be a tight game, but you found a way to pull out a win in the end. Your thoughts on the game, just in general?
Well, that first period was really solid. Got good goals. Second period also, we didn't give up much. We kind of let them with the PK goals. They scored those two power play goals. We kind of let them in to the game. But after that, kind of, I thought the team played solid. And fourth line, Pugliese 1+1, Botno 1+1, really strong game from them. Rakoff 2 goals, and good thing Malbouf got a good game also. So all in all, I have to be pleased. We've been playing almost a month now, almost every other day. So the schedule's been really tight. So. Yeah, I have to be pleased with the guys.
I thought Malbouf had a real strong game, nice bounce-back game after a tough outing in Guelph.
Well, yeah, we need two goalies, and with this game schedule, you need two guys who can play, and now Malbouf came big, and really happy for him.
It seems that Carson Rakoff has found the scoring zone again with 2 goals tonight and playing very well offensively.
Well, yeah, I thought he played a lot better game than yesterday, and we need him to be in his top light if we want to keep playing well. And good thing he got those 2 goals, really important one, the 5th goal. And, top guys have to be top guys. That's how it goes, yeah.
You know, you mentioned Botno and Pugliese. Just your thoughts on the play of Botno. I thought for the last number of games he's played really well, and he finally gets rewarded with a goal, which now gives every forward on your team at least 1 goal. That's depth scoring, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And if your fourth line can produce goals, that's huge. And they've been playing really well. And when you work, you get the prize usually. When you do right things, then the goals start coming. Like he've had chances, but like a big step from the beginning of the season. Like he's improved a lot for sure.
congratulations on finding a way to pull out a win in a tough building, tough environment. You never get that losing streak going. You lose a game, come back with a win. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Back to you, Mike.
Thank you very much, Paul. You see a Hocus with some post-game thoughts. You got to be a tough player. And Botno and Pugliese stepping up after the Rangers jumped out to an early lead. 6-3 the final. Post-game coverage continues from Sarnia. It's brought to you by You Save Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. This is City News 570.
You're listening to City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by You Save Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
Back here in Sarnia, the Rangers win at 6-3. Paul Fixter is ringside.
Thanks, Mike. I'm downstairs with Justin Botno coming off a real strong effort tonight, scoring a goal and getting a beautiful assist. Justin, before the game, I was walking down the hallway and I just tapped you and I said, hey, have a good game tonight. I really like the way you've been playing. You continued it tonight. What's been going on that you're playing so well? Are you feeling good about yourself?
Yeah, I think I'm just getting more confident as the year goes on, the more games I'm playing. I mean, I think my line's also doing great. Like, Pug and Merce, I think we all work really hard, cause turnovers, create havoc, and I think we've all been having success just from our hard work ethic and playing smart.
I think if anybody's been deserving of getting on the score sheet with a goal, it's you. You've had a number of nice assists. Tonight you get on the score sheet. Every forward on this team now has scored. That's depth scoring on a hockey club, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It did feel good, but great pass by Brew. But yeah, I wasn't too worried about it. I knew it would come if I kept working hard and playing the right way.
On the game-winning goal you set up with Pugliese, Andonoski gave you a beautiful pass. I thought as a one-timer, you could have had a one-timer there. You elected to hang on to it. Goalie committed, and then you slid it over in an open Pugliese. What goes through your mind there? Rather than shooting, I'm going to pass it to Pugliese.
Honestly, it happened so fast. I just saw him going to the net, and I thought the goalie would bite on the shot. And figured if he had open net, I knew he'd put it in. So, I just trusted him that he'd put it in and trust him more than my shot.
Your line has three right-handed shots. You're a right-handed shot playing the left side. Explain to the fans if that's difficult or just how it is being on your offside.
It's not too difficult once you get used to it. I mean, I think that once you've played it a couple of games in a row that you get used to it and it's kind of a normal thing. So it doesn't really bother me too much having to play on my offside. But yeah, I've just gotten used to it at this point.
The coach has been singing your praises for a few games now. Keep up the good work. It's interesting having a 17, 18, and 19-year-old on your line and you've developed chemistry with your two line mates.
Yeah, I had a chance to play with them a good amount last year as well. So I think now that we've gotten pretty close, it's my second year now, so they've been here both my years I've been here. I think we're just getting close, bonding. Our chemistry's building. And, yeah, like I think we all enjoy playing with each other. And I think that's part of the success.
What is it makes this team so resilient? They find a way to win when they need to. You come off a not-so-nice loss on Friday night. Put it behind you and go out and beat a team that played hard today. They made it a one-goal game, and you guys found a way to win in the end.
Yeah, I think our whole team works really hard. We stick to the systems. We play a simple game. I think our work ethic is a big reason why we're winning, and I also think we just have a really tight group in the locker room, and I think that helps. Everyone's supporting each other. Everyone's bouncing ideas off each other. And, yeah, I just think all the support helps the team on the ice.
Thanks for giving us a few minutes of your time. Continued success.
Thank you.
Back upstairs to you, Mike.
Thanks very much, Paul. Justin Botno post-game, and I'll just add to that, really good kid. Mr. and Mrs. Botno, you've done a terrific job with the young man who wears number 77 for the Rangers. He gets his first goal of the season here today, adds an assist. The Rangers win it 6-3 on the road in Sarnia. Your post-game show continues. It's brought to you by You Save Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. This is City News 570.
You're listening to City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by You Save Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
And back here in Sarnia, where the Rangers win it 6-3. you might think, there you go, typical Rangers. And I guess final score, yes, because Kitchener has dominated many teams this season, including Sarnia, who they've now beaten three times. But this was a one-goal game until late in the third period. Sarnia getting a couple of quick ones early in the third to make it 4-3. The Rangers getting a couple of quick ones late in the third to open it up and finish with a doubling 6-3 final. Time to take a look at your three stars from this game. Your three stars for the Better Business Bureau. Find a better business at BBB.org. A 23-save performance from Tristan Malbouf, somebody that Paul and I talked about quite a bit during this game, and he is a deserving third star of this contest. Former Ranger Andrew LeBlanc with a goal here today, the one that got the sting rolling in the third. He was named star number two, and Carson Rakoff potting a pair for Kitchener, now at 29 on the season is Rakoff, and he is the first star of this hockey match. So your three stars go Rakoff, Andrew LeBlanc, and Tristan Malbouf. Three stars for the Better Business Bureau. Find a better business at BBB.org. Back to wrap with Paul Fixter right after this. Post-game coverage for You Save Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. This is City News 570.
Once the East Avenue Blues step off the ice, it's time to break down the game. This is City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by You Save Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
And as we wrap things up here in Sarnia, we'll make this relatively quick, Paul Fixter, because we've got a bus to catch and the team is moving quickly downstairs. But you used a word in talking with Justin Botno moments ago, resilient. And I think that's a really good way to describe this Rangers team this year. Bend but don't break. They've never lost more than back-to-back games. They haven't had a three-game skid yet. And even within this game, the Rangers found a way in the third period to withstand a Sarnia surge.
Two things that really stick out with me today, Mike, is the bounce back from, you know, not a good game on Friday night. To lose to Niagara Falls, or Niagara, sorry, is not good. And then within this game, the momentum changes. Sarnia had the momentum there, and they made it a one-goal game. But Kitchener just found a way to, you know, maintain whatever lead they had, one goal, and then add to that, and, you know, in the end, win 6-3. So that, to me, is the two things that really stick out, is bend, don't break, and the game got a little bit closer than they wanted, but it didn't faze them. They just held their ground, and, you know, credit to Malbouf. He played a strong bounce-back game for him. So strong bounce-back game for the team after the Friday game, and a real strong game for Malbouf after, you know, not a great performance in Guelph.
We weren't the only ones who noticed. Malbouf was named the third star of this game in arena here, and we talked back in our pregame show, Paul, about whether or not other teams had figured out the Kitchener Rangers to a degree, and probably they have. This is now 28 games in the books for the Kitchener Rangers this year, but they found a way to maybe make whatever adjustment they needed to keep that offense rolling. They dominated the first half of this game.
Yeah, they did. They came out guns a-blazing, and they were determined to get the job done today, and they did. In the end, they did get the job done. And kudos to the coaches for getting them prepared and ready. And I mentioned in the pregame, Mike, about the spirited practice that they had yesterday. Make no mistake, they were upset about Friday's game, and they were going to come ready to get the two points here in Sarnia today. And this is not an easy building to play in. The fans, it's a great venue. The fans are on top of you. It was a full house tonight, and Sarnia played pretty hard. That's what their coach said. He likes their work ethic. They're just, you know, they're coming up short in games.
The Kitchener Rangers are the first team in the Ontario Hockey League to reach 20 wins this season. They've got points in 21 of the 28 games they have played so far. And they'll be back in action Tuesday night. It's Teddy Bear Night at the Memorial Auditorium. We'll have coverage for you beginning with our pregame show at 6:35. On behalf of my broadcast partner, Paul Fixter, and our producer back at the Boardwalk, Jordan Malcolm, my name is Mike Farwell. I bid you a very good Sunday afternoon from Progressive Auto Sales Arena in Sarnia.
This has been another edition of City News 570 Rangers Talk, brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Your home for the Kitchener Rangers. City News 570.